This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News in the headlines. Three people injured in a shooting at the Pine. Grantley Adams Memorial School and St. Paul's Primary to reopen while classes at St. Luke's Brighton remained off-site. Members of the public raise concerns at constitutional reform feedback session. The Barbados Council for the Disabled pushing for greater accessibility to key services and facilities. And millions of Americans hit by a winter storm as six U.S. states declare states of emergency. Good morning, I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. Three people have been injured in a shooting at the Pine St. Michael. Starcom Network News understands that the incident occurred around 5:45 last evening at Golden Rock. Reports indicate that three men approached from Wharfdale Road in the Pine in a car and opened fire. A 16-year-old boy of Meadow Row, the Pine, sustained gunshot wounds to both arms and foot, while a 22-year-old man of Arden Close Pinelands had both legs broken due to gunshot wounds. The third victim, a 26-year-old man, also of Arden Close the Pine. He is said to be in critical condition after he sustained injuries to his upper arm and under his armpit. A private car was also damaged during the shooting. The victims were transported to hospital by a private car and ambulance. Investigations continue. The Grantley Adams Memorial School and St. Paul's Primary will welcome all students back at the start of the new school term this week. However, classes for St. Luke's Brighton will remain off-site as remedial work continues. Grantley Adams Memorial was closed for the majority of the first term, forcing students into online learning, while St. Paul's Primary relocated students from its hall due to environmental concerns. Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw detailed the work that was completed at five schools over the holiday break.
At St. Paul's Primary, the repair work to the roof was completed and the hall underwent a treatment process known as misting, which combats mold. At St. Lucy Primary, tiling of their hall was also completed. The ministry is also pleased to report that Gordon Walters underwent an electrical upgrade and minor repairs were conducted at St. Stephen's Primary, inclusive of work to improve the plumbing in the bathrooms. Grantley Adams Memorial Secondary School will be welcoming staff and students back from the 6th of January 2025. Since the extensive treatment for fungal spores has been completed, the cleaning of all painted surfaces, which were initially of concern, has been done, and deep cleaning of all buildings has occurred.
Dr. Archer Bradshaw explained that work is still ongoing at St. Luke's Brighton to address environmental challenges, and students will remain at the three previously assigned locations.
Last term, teachers expressed concern about environmental challenges. Even though the ministry took action within the school by cleaning and sealing grease traps and manholes and power washing the schoolyard, the problem persisted. Air quality tests and odor assessments were conducted, and students and staff were relocated pending the results of the tests out of an abundance of caution. In view of the recommendations made by the environmental specialists, the decision has been taken to continue school at the three alternative locations, namely Ellerton Community Center, Drax Hall Pavilion, and St. Luke's Anglican Church Hall at the Mount, while the ministry works to improve the conditions at the school.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. The structure of the political system and the extent of public input considered were among the key concerns raised during a public feedback session on the Constitutional Reform Commission's report. The CRC hosted a meeting at the Frank Collymer Hall yesterday, allowing members of the public to share views and get greater insight on the document, which has been submitted to Cabinet. Audience member Verla de Pisa questioned the role of the president and the duration of Parliament's term. Her concerns followed another attendee's question about retaining the first-past-the-post electoral system.
We just got rid of a figurehead, and I have to register my disappointment that we're remaining with another figurehead for president instead of carving out a function that is meaningful for our president outside of being, as you put it, a unifying force. But I'm wondering why, in an exercise that is intended to lean on the people of Barbados and what they want, to have proposals supporting a term life for Parliament being the majority of the submissions received and then rejected by the Commission.
Chairman of the Commission, Christopher Blackman, is encouraging the public to continue discussions with parliamentary representatives and senators to have any recommendations considered before Cabinet makes the final decision.
If you have concerns that you've identified in the process, to lobby your members of Parliament, lobby your senators, and make them become aware of those concerns. The Commission is dead. Commission is functus. We can only be a very small conduit in terms of this evening's proceedings. The work to be done must be done by you in making representation to members of Parliament, members of the Senate, particularly the independent members of the Senate, whom the government must make sure they're on side if it's to pass. So make sure your voices are heard where these people are concerned.
Chairman of the Constitution Reform Commission, Christopher Blackman. The Barbados Council for the Disabled is ramping up efforts to see key services and facilities become more accessible for people living with disabilities. Operations manager at the council, Rosanna Tudor, says through their fully accessible Barbados program, they will continue lobbying for inclusion. She said that improved access to transport and more employment opportunities are top priorities for this year.
This program has really encouraged access to a number of services and facilities. We are going to be ramping up our work to encourage more access, especially with the bill behind us. We are going to be looking at transport, more access to transport. We are going to be looking especially to employment as well, equal opportunities for employment. A lot of these are actually being worked on, these areas, and we are working with the government to ensure that we are working with them to get all of these areas addressed to ensure inclusion for our members and our constituents.
Ms. Tudor is confident that the Rights of Persons with Disabilities Bill, soon to be debated in Parliament, will further support their efforts.
This is a policy that the Barbados Council for Disabled members have worked tirelessly over the years to come to fruition. It would mean that a lot of the areas that we have been challenged with in terms of access to housing, employment, jobs, the infrastructure, it will now have the bill to back it. So that means that all the services, the service providers, will now have to put measures in place to ensure that they include persons with disabilities.
Operations Manager at the Barbados Council for the Disabled, Rosanna Tudor. A former Minister of Tourism has criticized government's We Gathering initiative. Speaking during VOB's Brass Tacks Sunday, former Minister of Tourism and International Transport, Richard Seeley, voiced concern about how the funds were being spent for the year-long event.
This idea where state funds are going to be spent on grand parties and social events, I have a real difficulty with that. If you want to come with a sincere, serious program at reaching out to the diaspora, how to get them to invest more. The ones resident in the U.S., for example, their 401ks, instead of putting all that money in 401ks, maybe they may put it in a local investment instrument in Barbados. And a program to promote investment, a program to promote more of the VFR traffic, as I call it. No problem with that. But this grand party done on a parish/constituency-by-constituency basis is, frankly speaking, a misuse and abuse of government funds.
Former Minister of Tourism Richard Seeley. Meanwhile, responding to Mr. Seeley, Director of the We Gathering Secretariat, Senator John King, told Starcom Network News that We Gathering is a first step in the process of engaging the Barbadian diaspora. He highlighted the initiative's focus on creating a skills bank, encouraging philanthropy, and positioning Barbados as more than a tourist destination, but also an investment hub. Mr. King also argued that viewing such a multifaceted program through a singular political viewpoint makes it difficult to appreciate its broader benefits. And finally, Some 60 million Americans are under winter weather alerts. West Virginia has declared a state of emergency, joining five other states. Kentucky, Kansas, Arkansas, and Missouri all declared their own states of emergency. 30 U.S. states spanning from the middle of the country to the East Coast, including major cities like Washington, D.C. and Philadelphia, are expected to see severe weather conditions. Recapping the headlines. Three people injured in a shooting at the Pine. Grantley Adams Memorial in St. Paul's Primary reopen while classes at St. Luke's Brighton remain off-site. Members of the public raise concerns at constitutional reform feedback session. The Barbados Council for the Disabled pushing for greater accessibility in key services and facilities. Millions of Americans hit by a winter weather storm. Several states of emergency declared. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.